is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word. Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you join us today. How's your summer going? Hope you're having a great summer. Hope you have some time off, a little bit of vacation. Always enjoyed summers and still enjoy the summertime. And thank God for it. Today we're going to be in Hebrews chapter 6. And if you have access to a Bible, I realize you may be driving and can't do that. But if you can, grab you a cup of coffee or a cup of tea and a Bible. Sit down and join us as we consider His Word today. We have been sending out many prayer journals so far this summer. We'd like to get one into your hands as well. This little prayer journal is a great tool for writing down your prayer requests and then marking them off as God answers those prayer requests. You know, He promised to answer. He said, Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. And He will answer, and you can keep track of that in this little prayer journal. Now, it's just a little notebook. It fits into a shirt pocket or a purse, easily into a Bible case or something like that. And so we'd love to send one to you. All you've got to do is ask for them. They're absolutely free. We don't charge for them. There's no offering required. There's no shipping required. You just simply write to us. We'll send you one of these little prayer journals. Three ways you can get them. First of all, through the website at considerhisword.org. Considerhisword.org. Secondly, you can just email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Considerhisword radio@gmail.com. More and more we're getting requests by email, and that's a good thing. You can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 305-50 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. One more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 305-50 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. So today we want to be talking about hope. The Bible gives us hope. More and more I see people trying to survive without hope. They seem to have no hope of any kind of future. They just live for the day. I think part of this comes from social media. I think some of it comes from playing video games. I know that we have some young people around here. In fact, our community leaders are getting concerned that many of our young people, they just stay at home. They have no ambition to do anything or to go anywhere. They sit in front of a TV and play video games all day long, eating snacks. Not healthy at all. And they just seem to have no hope, no sense of direction, no goals that they want to achieve, no purpose to fulfill, no hope. And I think part of that is because they're just looking in all the wrong places. They seem to have everything provided for them. Everything that they need is just handed to them. And they seem to have no hope. So I want to read about hope in Hebrews chapter 6. I'm going to begin reading here in verse 9. Hebrews 6, beginning at verse 9. And today, I'm going to read quite a bit. Now, I don't know if we can do this in one program. If it will take a couple, we'll kind of see how that pans out. But let's look at this scripture. I'm going to read quite a bit today because I want you to get the full picture of this passage of scripture. So we're going to be in Hebrews 6. I'm going to start reading in verse 9. The Bible says, "But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, better things of you, and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, Surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained a promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation to them, and end of all strife. Wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel confirmed by an oath. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation to have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Without the forerunner is, whether the forerunner is for us, entered even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." I don't know if you noticed how many times in this passage of Scripture he mentioned hope. And I was saying before that sometimes our hope is in the wrong places. We look at all the wrong things. Do you know how many people have such great hope in our government? The problem is the government, you know, is of the people, by the people, and they're just men. And government will and can fail you. They depend on maybe their local community or their finances. They have hope in all of these things. Boy, today many are hoping in fame, of being famous. They want to be viral. There was a word that we never used 10 years ago. They want to be viral. They want to be influencers. And somehow people look to these and try to find hope in these people. I'm going to tell you something that if you can get this down and remember it, it's going to help you down the line, that people will disappoint you every time. And I know there's people that you have confidence in, and there's people that you trust, but you mark it down. People are not infallible. Sometimes people will make promises that they cannot keep. Oh, they intend to, and they had good intentions when they made the promise, but they were not able to carry those out. I know that's happened to me. And so people are going to disappoint you every time. It's not a great place to put your hope. Over in Psalm 42:5, David said, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." He said, "Hope thou in God." So often our hope is misplaced. And in this passage of Scripture, where he speaks several times of hope, I want to take a look at these. I want you to notice, first of all, in verse 11, he said, "We desired that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope to the end." I want you to see a hope assured. You know, the writer of Hebrews here was encouraging his listeners. And I know there's some debate about who wrote Hebrews and things like that, but I want you to notice that his desire, where his heart was back in verse 11. He said, "And we desired that every one of you do show the same diligence of full assurance of faith." Let me back up a little bit. It's back in verse 9. He said, "Beloved, we're persuaded of better things of you and things that accompany salvation, though we speak thus." He said, there's better things, and I expect better things. And in those better things, this is assurance of hope. And they had this assurance of hope through their ministry. They had been faithful of doing the work. You go back to verse 10. He said, "God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which ye have showed toward his name, and that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. He said he's encouraging them to be diligent in hope through their ministry, through their faith. He said, be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. And we have this hope assured in their ministry and in their faith and in their patience or endurance, he said, through faith and patience. Always, he said, unto the end. Don't give up. Hang in there. Keep after it. Don't go backwards. Set your hope in God and have an assurance of that hope. Notice in verse 18, he spoke about the hope that is set before us. That hope was set by God. We go back. I realize I'm kind of bouncing around. But in verse 10, he said, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, in that you have ministered the saints in ministry. You see, that hope was set in God. And now he tells us this, and we go down to verse 18, and he said, this is a God who cannot lie. I'm going to go back to verse 17. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of the promise the immutability of his counsel, or the unchangingness of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, immutable means that they are unchangeable. First of all, that it's impossible for God to lie. In which it's impossible for God to lie. God does not lie. He cannot lie to you. He said who comforts us. That's what he talks about here about consolation. We might have a strong consolation or a strong comfort us. And so he says there's two things here. It's impossible for God to lie. Secondly, that he will comfort us. These are immutable things, unchangeable things. These are set before us by two examples. One of those was the promise of Abraham. We go back to Abraham chapter 12, and we see where God called Abraham out. And God said, I want you to go to a land that I will show you. And when I'll show it to you when you get there. And Abraham, when God called Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldees and sent him to the Canaan land, to the promised land, he didn't show him where he was going. He just said, I'm going to take you to a land that I'll show you. And the next thing we see Abraham doing is getting up and going. Abraham was faithful. In fact, it goes on and says, we go down to verse 15 now, where he gives us these examples. He said, talks about Abraham. I got to go back to verse, verse 13. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely I will bless you. Surely blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. God kept his promise to Abraham. And he'll keep his promises to you as well. Because you see here, again, it is a hope set before us. A hope set in the promises of God. Promises that he will always be with you. Promises that he will give you eternal life when you trust in his Son, Jesus Christ. The hope that is set before us. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.